kids in this world who are different, special. They look like us and they act like us, but they are not us. And one of them is missing.
You need to step off, Casey. Now that we know you're the spy and you've been scamming my brother with freaky geek love, I have two words to say to you. Buh and bye.
Birdie, I appreciate what you're trying to do, but just don't.
She's right, Cyrus. But if you give me a second to explain, I could...
Birdie, go inside the school and stay with the teacher.
I have a lot more to say to this lying liar.
Go. Run.
Take Hovey.
So, Casey, what happens now?
You want to hit me summer vacay? Have at it. I don't blame you.
Okay, enough with the holiday nicknames. Is another helicopter about to show up?
I didn't tip Whittier off.
Why should we believe you?
Because if I had, you wouldn't be here right now.
So now we're supposed to be grateful? Please, what's your endgame flashcard?
Halls, go keep Birdie company.
No way.
Holiday, this is for me to fix, not you. Please.
All right. But I'll be listening on the walkie.
You have 2 minutes, Casey. Make them count.
Why won't this thing turn on for me?
Let me hold the hoverboard, Birdie.
When are Mom and Dad going to get here?
Soon. Ugh, Cyrus turned off the walkie-talkie app. We can't hear what he's saying to Casey.
Do you think we're safe?
I don't know, Bird. I don't know.
Your 2 minutes are fading fast, Casey. Start talking.
I'm not sure where to begin.
Start with a science competition. Fake news?
No, that's real. We earned it.
What about your average Joe parents? The ones the reporter met with?
That was a cover story.
So, no parents?
Nope.
Explains why we never met at your house. Do you even have a house?
I have a bunk at Whittier Labs. It's not as depressing as it sounds. I decorated it pretty cool.
So you're one of their lab experiments too? But when we moved to Juno from DC, you were already in our class. How?
They put some of us in the field, just in case. For a while, I was just an average, everyday student. Until that little boy Badger made contact with one of the four. Then, they amped up my assignment.
The four? For what?
You don't know?
Know what? This is all so insane. Did they tell you to spy on me?
No. I was just supposed to look around for anyone who wasn't... normal.
Not normal.
I started to see some signs, so I got closer. What I didn't expect was for you to be so cool, or for us to become friends. I really do like hanging out with you, Cyrus.
Not enough to stop lying to me or setting up my family.
If I wanted to expose you, I would have. I really like you. And your family. And actually, I think maybe I can help.
How?
If I tell Whittier the person they're looking for isn't in the school, they'll back off. I can be like a double agent. At least for a little while.
Why would I trust you? Not even an hour ago, I heard you leading Whittier's men to the hoverboard. They already know the person they're looking for is in the school.
I promise I'm on your side. I'm one of you, Cy. At the very least, give me a chance to prove I'm not lying.
When you kissed me on the cheek?
I did that because I wanted to, not because I was playing you. My whole life, I felt like a freak. But when we're together, it's like we're normal, and everyone else is the freak. My life makes sense when we hang out. Even if you are one of the four.
Me? I'm one of the four?
Or whatever you call yourselves. I want to help you, and I still want to be your friend.
Your 2 minutes is up.
Think about what I said. Let me try to help. I'll prove you can trust me. I won't let you down. See you, Sci-Fi.
She's gone. He's coming over.
What did she say?
How'd it go?
She's one of Whittier's lab experiments. She lives at the lab. She's supposed to find the missing kid.
How many of us are there?
She promises that she won't tell Whittier anything about me, and that she can help
about
us.
About you?
Oh, yeah. She thinks I'm the one she's been looking for. She thinks I'm you.
Then that means your secret is still safe, Holiday.
I guess that's good, but what about Cyrus?
She was really pushing for me to trust her, saying she felt like a normal kid for the first time in her life hanging around me, but I'm not sure if I believe her.
Don't, Cyrus! You can't! At any moment, those men in the suits could bang down our door and take one or all of us away forever. And Casey wants us to believe that she won't let that happen? Come on!
It's Mom and Dad!
Cy, we don't have to tell them right now. Hi, Mom.
Something's wrong.
We're fine, really.
We're not fine, Holiday. Mom, Dad, Whittier's onto us, and it's my fault.